Church, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Patty Beavers in from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. And, well, it's, let's see, spring officially doesn't hit till over the weekend, but close enough for you and me. Good morning. Happy spring to you, Patty.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
And looks as though we have a few highlights to talk about this morning, and you brought me in some photos of some postcards that you will be distributing based on some work done in Nowata Schools.
Absolutely. We're just trying to get across that everyone can play a role in ending domestic violence and sexual assault, and that's what the No More Week of Action that was March the 6th through the 12th was all about. Our agency participated in creating the No More Week postcards through the students in Nowata Public Schools that participate in our prevention program in their schools. Mm-hmm. We selected numerous of them, but we recently mailed out 2,700 of these three, between these three, to patrons, and then we'll send out more and select different ones for this fall. And it, on the back of the postcards, it says, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem.
Well, how true is that?
And it's, that's the message. That's what it's all about. That's what we hope that our community will, adopt, and help us, at the agency for community awareness. And doing some reading about the topics and so forth, and there was one in particular that I thought was real special, and it was talking about we're all potentially heroes, mm-hmm, for the children in our lives, because of our influence. When we talk to the children in our lives about important issues, especially when it comes to dating and relationships, we have a real opportunity to shape the kinds of people they'll grow up to be. Whether we're teachers, we're neighbors, we're grandmothers, we're parents, we're Boy Scout leaders, after daycare, summer camps, however we touch these little kids' lives. The campaign is hoping to encourage all the heroes out there to talk to the children in their lives about healthy relationships, and as part of the national effort to help end domestic violence, because a lot of these kids don't know that how they perceive a relationship is or isn't healthy.
Well, and I think for any of us, so whatever we grew up with tends to be our yardstick for normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Recently, Tony Malloy and I, or Malo, I always say that wrong, our prevention specialist, and I attended an outreach activity that was held during Jane Phillips Parent Teacher Conference last week. And we focused on sharing information on parenting young children living in homes with domestic violence, bullying, and the myths and facts about domestic violence and how to talk to your children about it. Mm-hmm. We also had information about how to talk to children if you thought they might be on drugs. It's really just opening up an honest conversation.
And that's more difficult than it would sometimes appear to be when you talk to teens.
Absolutely. And young children, because not always have we been, the best role model, mm-hmm, but we want to become that role model. And so it's not necessarily don't do what you've seen me do. Let's talk about how it should be.
Yeah, and I think that's tough for all parties because, yes, we all know we're not perfect, but mm-hmm, somewhere along the line, we think, at least most of us, that most of the time we're doing it right.
Absolutely, and we always want more for our children.
Yeah, and I think, but teens, because there's I can't point to a number year, but somewhere along the teen range, there's a mistrust, a you're not exactly the best person role model for me, attitude in teens.
Absolutely, and that's why we're talking about reaching out to all the heroes. We might not consider ourselves, quote, a hero, but to these young children, we are. We're role models. We're a nice person. We're a kind person. We're someone that they don't feel judged by. We have that caring. They know that we care, and like I said, whether it's a neighbor, school age caregiver, teachers, it's all of us. We all have the opportunity. Sunday school teachers, so many little ways that we can touch their lives by being a positive influence and encouraging and talking to them where they feel comfortable and talking about what they think a healthy relationship is.
And I think I'm just trying to amplify here, and please, if I'm not going down the right street here, we can all think of that person who, when we were in that age range, that was there at the right time with the right act, the right deed, the right words that mm-hmm. meant something to us.
Right. There's always that special person that encouraged us in a way when, we needed it the most, that we've never forgotten, whether, as a teacher or someone in the community or grandparent, parent.
Yeah.
Usually we don't think our parents know anything too much later when we realize they did.
But that's kind of what I was going to say, but I didn't want to bring it up in those words. But yeah, anybody but mom and dad.
That's right. All right. Yeah. Mom and dad, for whatever reason, for a certain period of time, just really don't know that much.
and I wouldn't believe it if you did, because you're mom and dad.
That's right.
So it's the rest of us that these postcards seem to be aimed at, the community members, the little league coach, the whoever they deal with.
Sometimes we're busy in our lives and we don't realize the opportunity that we have to be a hero to a young child, whether it's your family or it's a neighbor's child or something like that. Just sit back and think about it for a few seconds and realize, I'm gonna make an effort to be more of a positive person in that person's life.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the person we didn't intend to be a hero to that later on we say, we talk to them when they are now 25, 30, mm-hmm. that said, you said something to me back when I was, pick the number, 15, mm-hmm. 16, 17, and that really turned me around. So you never know for sure who your audience
That's right.
is going
to. That's
gonna,
absolutely correct, and a lot of times you don't realize you touched their lives until later.
So, boy, that's a big responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And a blessing.
But, it's something that I, you seem to be trying to get that message to us across, that you never know for sure how or when you're going to touch somebody's life.
Mm-hmm. But be willing to, participate and be that person.
Okay. That makes it tough on the rest of us, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to step up, aren't I?
you're going to make it a tough morning here. Mm-hmm. Then these postcards went out to primarily Nowata County residents, or
actually that all Washington okay. County, Washington, Nowata, Osage County.
Okay, so
it's, and we'll mail more in the fall.
Yeah, quite possible that the three or four people at least out there listening to us this morning got one in the mail.
Absolutely.
And who knows? They may not recognize the faces, but hopefully the message says something to them.
Right. And it's the message from the kids is how they perceive it and how they want to get across about no more.
And you made a little fist bump thing here. That's mm-hmm. one of the pictures. Three students, high school age students, holding the poster that they made, and it is basically a peace sign and then the word not and a fist. Mm-hmm. So really, I think that pretty graphically says what they were trying to say.
Absolutely, three simple things here on the postcard.
Okay, we will continue with Patty Beavers and a little bit more information on how you can be more aware, more involved, doing the right thing for the right person at the right time, whether you mean to or not, when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Speaking again with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. If you got one of the postcards in the mail and maybe you just set it aside, you weren't sure why they sent it to you, well, we're talking about why they sent it to you this morning. And Patty, you and I were talking during the break that sometimes the message is surprisingly simple. And we kind of sit back and say, well, yeah, but I was looking for something, 10 hard steps to get the job done or something.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that way. It's amazing. Successful people, and successful is in the eyes of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so kind people, responsible people, someone that comes across as caring and wants to make a difference. You know, they're the heroes in these young people's lives.
Yeah, but to be a hero, you got to, you know, risk your life or something, we think.
And it's really much simpler than that. You're a hero to those kids.
Yeah, it is. And this is a message that you've been getting out into the schools for a long time. This is just photographic, demonstrable, mail it out to somebody type of proof.
Absolutely. And the other thing that we do at our agency that we promote, myself and other members of the staff are really interested in hope that they people in organizations will contact us. We'll come and talk a little bit about what we're doing. If they have a specific thing, we'll follow along with that. You know, we go to the Lions Club, we go to United Way agencies, you know, invite us to come along to different businesses, you know, from time to time. We're, you know, church groups, other social groups, professional groups, you know, we'd love to come in and visit with you about our agency and what we're trying to do in the community. If you give me a call at 918-336-1188, you know, I'd love to visit with you about possibly coming and visiting with your group. Next month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big topic and sometimes uncomfortable or touchy topic.
It is, and it's a. I mean, we know statistically it's underreported. It doesn't get to the authorities, and certainly sometimes by the time it does get reported, it's he said, she said, because any physical evidence, any you know, any witnesses that may have been around have gone, forgotten
right.
about it, and moved
right.
on.
Right, about 60% unreported.
Mm-hmm. And I know there is a local nonprofit that kind of helps collect and preserve some of the evidence, but the evidence has to be collected first.
Absolutely. And whether you're a minor or you're an adult, you know, go ahead and let it be collected, and then you can still not want to press charges or anything, but I think you have like up to a year on for an adult.
I believe you're right. I think that's the number or the time period that I've heard. Neither one of us is not our topic, but I know that they're out there, and it's one of those things that you know, you can, like I said, go to have the evidence collected at places like the emergency room, the sane nurse, and those
right.
folks will do the kit and then preserve the evidence. You have, I believe, it's a year mm-hmm. to say, okay, this happened. Let's do something about it.
Right.
And doing something about it, that's also a prevention item, which is a lot of what you're talking about.
Absolutely. We talk about teen dating violence
mm-hmm.
And sexual assault also as prevention in our schools. We have educational services at our agency about that people that have been victims of that, all of that's free.
Mm-hmm.
We have sexual assault advocates that go to the hospital when the same nurses call that someone's been sexually assaulted. We have volunteers that do that. They go out. I'm getting ready to have another round of training for more SAVA advocates.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a special person to be able to be there and be a good advocate
right.
For someone that has been victimized like that.
Well, just because you're in here on a regular basis, it will be well into the month of April before you and I talk about the monthly awareness set, and sometimes that's too late for somebody. What are you doing? Where are you going to be out talking about sexual assault awareness during the month of April? I mean, typically you have a public event somewhere,
right.
sometime.
In the month of April right now, I'm not scheduled to go anywhere. In the past, we've had like a social sorority ask us to come. At this point, I've not been contacted to come. So we're, you know, I'm free and more than willing to come talk to any organization that would like for us to.
We can fix that for you.
Yeah. Repeat that number, 918-336-1188. But also, it is a big topic at our schools and at the agency.
Yeah, and certainly because you're targeting that pool of people that are just doing their first dating experiences, something for the younger, as simple as meet you at the movie theater, to actually, you know, people who can go out and drive and go places and do things on a date.
Absolutely.
And so you're out there in the schools talking about that situation and hopefully doing some prevention, some awareness training out there with them.
Young people don't have that stick to know that this is not appropriate.
Yeah, so, well, I'm sorry, it's in the movies. They're seeing it.
Well, that's true. it's the wrong stick. So, but truly, you know, you've got to, you know, talk about what is a healthy relationship, and this is not, you know, human nature. You know it's not, but you just don't want to believe that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just giving them some guidelines. Whether, you know, we encourage the parents to, you know, if they need information to talk to their child about, come by the agency and we can help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's us in the schools discussing that, or whether we're at been asked to speak at an event.
And I think certainly that's something that you have done in the past. And I know later on in the summertime, more domestic Assault Awareness Month with events such as, you had a run, you've had Kick Up Her Heels, you've had other things out in the community.
Right. There are three or four large fundraisers that we do that gives us an opportunity to promote. And then through United Way, we're given the opportunity to promote. And then the rest of it is left of what's in the community that we can be a part of and promote. We have an active Facebook page and website, you know, that people can go to. It's kept up to date. Our new one finally got kicked off, we're good to go. We try to keep, you know, it current and with things that people will find interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that, you know, so great articles to read. And we're there at the office to take a call to visit.
And I know that the numbers are important because sometimes, you know, when you talk about an assault every so many minutes, days, weeks, months, it doesn't matter, the impact is there. But I know in the past you've had some great stories of what happened to someone, and sometimes it was years later before they finally emotionally got over what happened to them.
It does. A lot of times there's a lot of denial that you have to work through. This won't bother, you know, whatever. We're not telling anybody. This won't affect me.
Lock it up in a box and forget
about it. Yeah. And that box lid eventually is going to flop off the box. The lid's going to come open. So we're there to help.
And that's something else that you've got people that are trained counselors to talk with you and kind of help you along the path as you're ready to take the next steps, whatever they may be.
Absolutely correct.
If somebody would like to get involved, if they'd like to volunteer, and I realize some of the things that they might want to volunteer for take specialized training, and it's not something you can just easily walk somebody in on the streets and say, here, sit down, do it. But you also have things that somebody can start out with helping the agency along and then work along the path.
Our training just is required training through the Oklahoma Attorney General's office, so there are topics that have to be discussed. We have a lot of confidentiality issues that have to be discussed. And, you know, we get that done, and then, you know, they're ready to go.
Okay. And if somebody would like to say, you know, some of the best words in the language, I'd like to help.
And we'd love for them to help. You know, call the agency. We always have needs for our shelters. You know, whether it's peanut butter, snacks that kids like. Mm-hmm. You know, we provide... and are donated through food drives, you know, from time to time. But the fresh fruit, the fun snacks, you know, the peanut butter, a lot of the things that, you know, you run in and you eat first, cookies and stuff like that, that's something we don't always have. So if there's people that are out buying fresh produce, you know, fresh vegetables, produce, fruit, you know, anything like that, and they can also buy for the shelter,
mm-hmm.
Please do. You know, bring it to our office, and we'll see that it gets over there.
Yeah. So, and we all do it. You get home from work, school, whatever, and the first thing you do is look on the counter or open up the fridge. What can I grab?
Absolutely. Where are those good cookies? I do that during the night.
Oh, never happens. So again, if somebody would like to help, or if they've gotten one of these postcards in the mail and it just, you know, it hit them just right, they can give you a call and ask for more, or have you come over, or one of the group come over and talk to their we get Sunday school class, community group, whatever, neighborhood
Absolutely.
Meeting.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'd love to.
Okay. Well, Patty Beaver is with us this morning on AM 1400, and that is a Community Connection. News on the way coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
How many times this week have you asked what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the K1 Weatherline.